Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Dr. Lou Need, and today I have a special guest to the show, Tangi Bailey. Tangi is also known as Fluffy Girl. She embodies self-love, and she says this to other moms and women that you have to own it, okay? So Fluffy Girl is bold, authentic, funny, vulnerable, and most importantly, confident. And she is doing this day in and day out, and she is helping other moms and other women do the same thing. So I would love, love, love to welcome her to the show so we can get talking about what it means to be bold, authentic, funny, and confident all at the same time. And how do we achieve such a thing, yeah? So with no further ado, Tangi, welcome to the show.
Hello, Fluffy friends. Hello.
Hi, so happy to have you. Tangi, I want to hear about your journey. Tell me about how'd you get here.
Sure. And so first, I want to thank you for having me. And you don't understand how much this means to me because I have taken a factory reset, which is not really off of social media. I'm really about just taking a break from posting because I wasn't being poured in. And so I couldn't pour to others. Right. And so this podcast will be my comeback. I've been staying tuned, coming soon to my Fluffy friends for the past few weeks, and I am ready to come back. I am more than emotionally wealthy now to come on back. So thank you.
Yes, my pleasure. So why the break? Was it burnout? I mean, you said you wasn't being poured and you wasn't being filled. So I need to know how you got filled. And sure. So let's talk about that transition for you, that decision.
And so I'll definitely, it's a part of my journey, which I didn't think was over, but I didn't think that the chapters would be so fulfilling and so full. So I have been Tangi for the longest, Angie with a T. And for a few years ago, I got out of a dark marriage. Me and my ex-husband were together since we were 20. I'm 41 now. Addictions took over and it was just really dark. I was a mean person. Because I was so unhappy, I put that on other people, mm-hmm. right? I was well over 430 pounds. I was just miserable. Mm-hmm. We had a daughter. We have two daughters now, but my pools or my buckets were overfilled after so long. Mm-hmm. And 4 or 5 years ago, I became free. And Fluffy Girl emerged. Mm-hmm. And from this, my ex-husband went to rehab. Me and the girls got a place and I was free. And in that freedom, that just wasn't enough. Okay. Like just going to work was not enough. Being a mother was just not enough. Mm-hmm. I needed to go to therapy, first of all. Yeah. And not just for trauma of a dark marriage, really food addiction. Because that's real. Yeah. I got all of that together and didn't just go to sit there. I really absorbed everything. And I started walking every day. And Fluffy Girl emerged from that. And I know we talk a lot about morning routines, but that really, Fluffy Girl came from intentionally living every day. I am a music lover. So what I would do on social media is just have a song of the day and post it. And people start loving it. Like, what's the song of the day? I'm like, oh my gosh, now I got to be held accountable. Like, I got to do this because people are really needing it. I thought it was just for me. So I started posting every day the song of the day. And I lost 200 pounds from just fighting the food addiction and walking every day. And so, again, I became selfish in these healing time, and in a good way, because selfish for me is making every great decision starting here, and then everything falls under that. Mm-hmm. It can be as small as if my socks are uncomfortable, I'm going to stop what I'm doing and go change them, because if I'm agitated, then you're going to feel that. Mm-hmm. Being selfish also is making great decisions, though. It's not just wanting self-care to just want self-care. I really care about myself. I really love me. So I have to be right. So in this transition, again, fluffy girl emerged, real self-love emerged, not just confidence. That's easy, right? That's easy to have. You know, you can feel good, look good on the outside, but on the inside, I really love me. And I became mm-hmm. emotionally wealthy. And so in all of that, fluffy girl, I started posting more, not for likes. It really was for me. I'm dropping gems of how I've been, of the woman I've become. And I see that that is really just beautiful on everyone else. But see, on the same time as being fluffy girl, I'm still a mom, and I still have a father to the children. And no matter our trauma, no matter the relationship breaking off, he's still their father. He's still my friend. It's 20 years. He's still my friend. So I care about him. But and so in that as well, we became great co-parents. And I became doing more with self-care, taking more time for me. Literally, I just really love me and my girls. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about co-parenting and how to be successful at it.
First, you have to realize it's not about y'all. Mm-hmm. It's not about the breakup. It's not about the trauma of it. It's not about who moves on. It's not about that at all. My ex-husband was in rehab for months. Every Friday, I would go to Dollar Tree, get a little dollar Barbie doll, put it in a nice little bag with some candy treats, and make every Friday Daddy's Day. Oh, look, that's... See what's from Daddy. This is Daddy's Day. That keeps their love of Daddy enlightened all the time. It's not about us. It's about the girls. They're 8 and 5 now. They have nothing to do with if, you know, we're not feeling each other, because they are going to feel us no matter what. And so it became, again, I'm very intentional with my day. So on Sundays, we would talk and schedule out the week, and everything was just, it was just a good flow. It's really a beautiful flow. That's what the kids have, a system. They have a process. It seems transactional, but it's really transformative, because they don't feel the bumps of us. They don't feel that. They just see mommy, daddy as best friends.
Yeah. Well put. And tell us about some of the importance of being, you know, you talk a lot about self, being selfish and self-love, the importance of being vulnerable with not just others, but with yourself.
Yes. So you think as soon as you become single or divorced that you want to become unsingle again, right? Like this people's goals is to be unsingle. No, you have to really become selfish and love yourself first. So then when you choose a mate, not because of consequences, but not because you divorced, because they cheated, or because you're independent and you don't trust men or women. No, it's really a choice. So for me, it's 3 stages of being single. It's the consequences, whatever happens. And then it's that whole stage that I call when you're dating, you're trying out, seeing what you like, what you don't like, what you won't accept. And that stage is when you're learning yourself. It's not just about the negatives of dating. And that's what people really hone on, red flags nowadays, you know, the trends of everything. It's really what your tolerance is. It's not what culture or social media says what is. So I learned a lot in those moments, in that time, and that I allowed it to happen. I didn't seek being in a relationship. I didn't seek, you know, but because I became greater, then great people became attracted to me. And then you make a choice to be unsingle when you choose to be unsingle. But again, yes, you have to be vulnerable. You have to be real. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said, like I didn't think about food being an addiction until I thought about food being an addiction. Thinking about at breakfast, thinking about what I'm going to eat for lunch and dinner, mm-hmm. or buffet eating instead of, you know, cooking something and having several portions, things like that, you become more aware of, you become intentional in your eating. I just became selfish in everything that I do every day.
Yeah. And so food addiction is real because it is masking an emotional need. It is masking an emotional trauma. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So was it due to the marriage? Was it always, how long did you battle food addiction for?
So I've always been fluffy and I've always had high self-esteem. But it became when I was morbidly obese, when I hit 300, then 350, and then 400, 430. And then I just stopped weighing myself. And for me, in hindsight, food was the only thing I can control. Mm-hmm. I could not control anything else in my life, but I could control what's going down on my stove or where I'm going to buy some food from. Mm-hmm. It was comforting. It is comforting. I was eating to what I desired at the moment, fat, anything fried, anything with sauce. And it became bae. I loved him more than me. I loved my ex more than me. I love my kids more than me. I had to stop loving everything more than me. I can honestly say I love myself more than anyone. And that's good. That's okay to say. I love my kids. It doesn't take away from anything. But I love me. So I want my girls to love them as much as they love God. Love yourself, you know. So the food, it became small things, just splitting the portions in half. I can eat what I want, just split it in half. Walk every day. Be intentional with movement, not just sit in front of TV and eat. I hardly snack now unless I'm really craving something, but I don't just eat just to, it's a muscle memory. It's a muscle memory. So you have to break that.
Yeah, well put. You have to set new habits, and you were intentional about setting the walking habit in place and also cutting your meals in half. And that's really helpful because a lot of people think it's so daunting. I mean, 4:30, to go from 4:30 and lose 200 pounds just by walking and watching what you eat is really inspiring. And so really, really happy that you shared that. Let's talk about some of the other healthy habits you had to put in place.
Mm-hmm. Really, I can't say I'm like a food guru on healthy options. I try to be. I try to make sure, you know, you eat right, but I still indulge. But really, like I said, everything really comes from self and from that self-love. It's in not just watching TV all day and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. It's also doing work that you love. That makes a big difference. I was with the state working in food stamps and Medicaid for years, miserable. That's all they cared about was numbers. They didn't care about the clients anymore. I was miserable then, waking up, getting dressed like, oh, I got to get dressed for work. Oh, my goodness. I stopped that. I found a career and something I want to do. Now, I don't know if it's because I'm 40 now, but I only do what I want to do now. That is healthy for me. I only do what I want to do. I'm not money chasing. I want to get up and go to work. I want to get up and be fluffy girl. I want to get up and speak on just everyday living. Like I do everything that I want to do. And for me, that is definitely the most healthy being even in my 20s and 30s.
That is important. Living your purpose, identifying what your talents is and being able to use it. I do agree. If you get to that state of happiness, then you're not miserable and trading time for money.
Not trading time for money. And also happiness comes and goes. When you get to the level of joy, nothing can really break you. And I'm telling you, life has been trying to break me in this past year. But joy is what kept me. Now, if this was years ago, I would have been in a fetal position, playing the victim. Oh, I'm a single mom. Oh, my goodness. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. That is harder to live in the victim stage. That's difficult. Right now, being in joy is super easy. Waking up is cool.
How do you stay in that joy? For me, I know it's gratitude. being grateful, finding things you're grateful for, it keeps you in that state of joy. What about you?
Again, being emotionally wealthy and being intentional in your everyday. Mm-hmm. For me, I had to start, and now it's just a system of life for me. I started theming my days. So Mondays are my favorite day of the week. Like, I know everybody don't like Mondays, but that's how you jumpstart your week. It's like, how else are you going to get going? So Mondays are mission Mondays for me. Wednesdays are, before when I was losing the weight, it was walk with me Wednesdays. Saturdays are kiss it Saturdays. Keep it simple. I post things like love it. It's so simple to say, but love, just tell someone you love them. Simple. Keep it simple. Yeah. And Sundays are self-care only me days. I only care about me. Love you kids. It's about me. Whatever I want to do on Sunday, it's about me.
Yeah, because if you're not healthy, you can't really attend to anyone else, right? So tell me about your morning routine, because I truly believe that the morning routine is a time for you to put yourself first, to love yourself, even if it's 30 minutes to an hour, whatever that mm-hmm. looks like. But you devote some time to just get you right, you know. So yes. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Well, listen, moms, you get ready first. See, people think you wake up, you get kids, and it's that hustle and bustle, and then you're wrestling to get yourself ready after them. No, let them sleep a little bit. Let the house be quiet for a little bit. Or if you don't need to be quiet, put on a little music. I'm all about YouTubing. I'm all about your favorite artist. It's something as small as this. Your favorite artist, look them up singing live and watch that. Talk to God. Meditate. Walk, let them sleep, then you get them ready. And that makes a difference. I'm not rushing because I don't want to rush them either. You got to think in the morning, I'm getting three people set for the day, myself and my two daughters. If I'm set off, if I'm rushing, if I'm agitated, they're going to school the same way. Mm-hmm. They can't shake that off. They're not emotionally wealthy yet. So it's really about, again, self, being selfish. Or whatever, and getting ready first. That is my morning jush.
Yeah. And so that entails meditation for you, that entails a walk, so moving the body, exercising, stimulating the mind, it sounds like.
Because I go to bed cool. I don't go to bed with everything here. And if I do, I'm not going to bed. I'm not going to sleep. I don't want to sleep on anything. And that's even if I have any gripes with anyone. And I wake up just as great, even better. I play music before. I play music while sleeping, meditation music, very nice white noise. I'm about the silence a little bit, not too much noise going on, and just getting me right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big advocate for it. That's what we talk about in the morning routine. How do you show up? How do you set your mind right? How do you set yourself right so you can show up for your business, your kids, your team, and all the above, you know?
And I'm a brand ambassador for an earring line that speaks to me every day. Mm-hmm. And if I don't, I have to feel what my earrings say. I don't care if they match. They feel like, so these today say locked and dope. I was feeling pretty dope today. So that's a part of my morning. What did I feel like going through my earrings? Something that little is so important for my day. It's intentional. And yeah. At first it was for me, but now people are, some earrings saying I am dope, or I'm a whole blessing, or sis, you got this. And so people read and they feel that. They feel that energy through a wooden pair of earrings. That sets off my morning as well. And I do that before waking up the girls.
Very nice. So tell us, Tanji, how can we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Well, I am on all things social media, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Fluffy Girl Joy. It's not about size. I am a vibe. You can be a vibe. I also coach single people on how to be single without thirst. So if you can catch me on Instagram and Facebook, I am, when I make my comeback, I am really going to hone in on exuding your feminine energy and living in that. That is what makes me happy, my feminine energy.
Well put. Tenji, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank
you. Awesome.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.